celebrating 35 years, Touchstone Theater produces and presents both original and classic productions, with a dedication to the renewal of theater as a vital art form. The company works to foster collaboration on a local and national level through educational and youth empowerment programs, using theater as a community building tool. On July 8th and 9th, a return of the Touchstone Apprentices presents Fresh Voices, featuring original works in progress by the 2015-2016 Touchstone Apprentices Raven Daly and Julia Elberfield. The evening is composed of three original works, centering on the female experience. Now here is one kind of a peek at the creative process of original theater making. We can always depend, of course, on Touchstone Theater to bring us fresh, provocative, but never ordinary theater. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are tuned in to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and unfortunately, I am without my co-host and wife, Kate Scuffle, tonight, who is at home on the mend. Join me today with Emma Chong, the apprentice coordinator and ensemble member of Touchstone Theater. Welcome.
Hi, it's great to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited about everything we've got lined up this summer.
Yes, and I know you're going to tell us about it, and I'm excited about it as well. So, Fresh Voices, this isn't just a brand new project that Touchstone has gone on. We know that. What year are we in?
Oh, gosh. I'm not entirely sure. The apprentice program has been going. I think we've graduated around 60 to 70 apprentices over the years. Every year it'll range between 2 and 5 usually. And then Fresh Voices sort of is the culmination of their year at Touchstone. So they've spent a year working with us, taking classes with us, performing with us. And then at the end of the year, they get to create their own work, and we get to see, what they've got planned for us.
And, of course, they're also involved in addition to acting, in stage management, in playwriting because of this particular project, and prop making, and much just theater in general.
Oh, sure. The apprentices at Touchstone get to do pretty much everything. We like to, we pride ourselves on the apprenticeship program because you really, there are certain classes, there's certain specifics that we teach, but the main thing that the apprentices get to do is just be there in the trenches with us, doing the work of creating original theater with us, and it's a sort of unique program in that respect.
It sure is. You really have had some exceptional residents, apprentices before, and some of them have gone on to bigger and better organizations. Perhaps in Philadelphia, I know of one, I think, that was working there. And they go on and move on in theater itself.
Sure. We've got, let's see, who have we got? One of last year's apprentices, Anna Russell. She actually went on to take artistic leadership at Allentown Public Theater.
Oh, yeah.
And she's doing a great job there. We've had apprentices go on. We've got an apprentice from a couple years ago, Catherine Krull. She went to become a musician with the Ringling Brothers Circus. We have one from several years before that who went on to found his own theater company in Philadelphia. I think it's called the Brotherly Love Theater Company. So the apprentices, they take what they've learned and they just spread their wings and take right off. It's pretty amazing.
It certainly is, and they certainly congratulate Touchstone for giving him that experience, I'm sure. The Fresh Voices program itself this year centers itself on the female experience. Can you expound on that?
Sure. Because we've got these two very incredible, very different young women who do a great job working together, both artistically, both on and off stage, one of the things they wanted to tackle with their Fresh Voices piece was, what were these experiences that were sort of singular to them as young women? And what were sort of these, how could they look through the lens of being a woman and what some of these experiences meant to them? So in Julia's piece, Julia's sort of focusing on a woman's relationship with, like, her body and how she sort of views herself. And Raven's piece is more centered on, you know, a little bit more conceptual and more about, like, what are the things a woman is told to do? What are the recommendations a woman is told to be her sort of best self? And then those are both for their solo pieces that they created on their own. And then together they've created this piece that's kind of about, you know, female competitiveness. In it, they've written this scene where they're playing two women in a job interview.
Oh, yes.
That starts to get a little bit weird. And in it, we see, you know, some of these tropes and truths of, you know, what happens when women are competing for something.
Well, that is exciting. Let us take a moment right now and just mention these apprentices this year. Is
Julia Elberfeld.
Yeah, I got it now. Julie, we understand, is a Penn State University Berks County graduate, where she received her degree in theater performance.
And she's also an alum of our beloved local Charter Arts High School.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I noticed, too, in her resume that she worked in Reading for a while at Genesius Theater.
Yes, indeed. She was she did a lot of stage management there and really became a strong supporter there.
Well, great. Julia's not with us this evening, but we wish her well, and we're looking forward to see her in Fresh Voices. And Raven Daly.
Yep, Raven is great. Raven's from Florida originally. She came up to Bethlehem a few years ago, and she's just a ray of sunshine. You know, I can't say that enough. She's so, you know, positive and just absolutely fun on stage and off.
Great. I noticed that she, of course, worked with the Steel River Playhouse in Pottstown, but locally she's with the Global Impactors. She's done a group.
She did a show there this fall, I think. She did a really lovely job with it.
Great. Well, we're looking forward to meeting both of them and seeing them in performance. Actually, they've been working at Touchstone since the beginning of the season.
Yep. If you were out at Touchstone for Follies, you might remember both Julia and Raven were part of our Christmas Pirates crew this year.
Yes.
And did a masterfully good job of that. Julia has been sort of heading stage management for our recent production of Boodoo. And Raven has been hard at work doing a lot of education. They've both been doing a lot of education work with us in the classroom as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has been, I think, over the past 15 years that Touchstone has been there doing the apprentice program. And they've graduated, from what I understand, more than 60 students, theater artists from the program and performing in Fresh Voices. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. How does one attract people to work as an apprentice in a program with such a prestigious theater company?
Well, we've been lucky enough to get apprentices from a really wide variety of places. We've got good relationships with a lot of the local schools. Muhlenberg in particular has been really great. We've had, I think, one Muhlenberg apprentice every other year, every two or three years for a while, and they're always really, you know, really strong voices. We've also had international apprentices. We've had, I think most recently, the lovely Miss Anne Lusk from France.
Ah.
She spent 2 years with us as an apprentice, and I think Touchstone offers and what attracts apprentices is this sort of combination of the artistic work we do. We focus in original work and physical based work. But then also with the work we do in the community, the education, the sort of community-based theater art. Mm-hmm. And that's there are other theaters doing similar work, but it's a relatively small community of us, and it can be a very attractive package.
Oh, I'm sure. And it has been in the past, judging from the productions that have been produced at Touchstone. One of the things that I've noticed, not only in Fresh Voices, but the desire to present these original pieces, and that's really the way the Touchstone Ensemble was created in the very beginning, of improvisational groups, but mostly movement. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I think that our recent spring production, Boodoo, is a really sort of a good example of that. Mm-hmm. It started out as this sort of, you know, intellectual spark from J.P. Jordan, our artistic director. And from that, we spent over a year in the rehearsal room devising and coming up with ideas and improvising together. And the piece that we created out of it, which was ended up being scripted by JP and Christopher Shore, really, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of sort of timely, clever issues, but it's also just really rooted in Touchstone sort of traditions of street theater, of outdoor work, of doing sort of, you know, big physical stuff. So we're really happy with that in terms of, you know, being able to sort of come back to our roots in that way.
Mm-hmm. And I've always enjoyed that kind of creation because it's very much a collaborative event. And I love the collaborative event because you agree with each other, pat each other on the back, and the next moment you're arguing with that person. So as to what, and trying to impress upon them how valid your idea is.
That's the system for sure.
It is. It is quite wonderful. I remember, please forgive me for being a little nostalgic, but I do remember back in the People's Theater days where Bill and Bridget George and, of course, Lorraine Zeller were putting together things. And then later, they initially drew from John Pearson's improvisational street theater at Lehigh. And I worked with, of course, Bill and Bridget and John Pearson in doing one or two of those pieces. And I remember that there was a passion, and not only a compassion, but a passion for getting an idea across. and that it really was exciting. It truly was. It really puts you in the mood and the moment of what you are talking about and the ideological point of the statement that you were about to make.
Yeah, we've got some great pictures from sort of the original street theater days of Touchstone and of People's Theater. And they're so dynamic and they're so visceral. And even if you don't know what the actual play was or you don't know what the plot was, you know, just from the face and from the body and from the way the audience is leaning forward, you can tell just so much about the energy of what that was. And, it was nice to be able to sort of recapture a little bit of that with Boodoo this spring. I think we really, mm-hmm. it really felt like it was part of the same vein.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So Julia and Raven have put their heads together and collaborated on this piece. And as you said before, thematically, it came together.
Yeah, and this has been something that that somehow magically happens every year with Fresh Voices, is that the apprentices will, you know, sometimes two of them, sometimes three, four, five, they'll sit down together and they'll say, you know, these are the things we might want to do a show about. Mm-hmm. And somehow by the time the curtain goes up, it's formed this really cohesive thematic unit where it's like, yeah, of course, this is a play about transformation. This is a piece about, you know, going out beyond this world, or this is a piece about being women. And it's remarkable to me how that, no matter what they go into the room with, which is usually a lot of, we're not sure what we're going to do. but somehow, despite all of that, it always comes together into something that feels like a complete
yes.
whole.
Yes, yes. And I admire your ensemble for that, really. And it's even apparent in Christmas Folly, where you all come up with some
sure.
ideas and talk about what can be and what happens. Some are dropped and some are not. And those ideas are then formulated into the entire production of Christmas Follies. A little different every year.
Oh,
even
yeah.
though we see some characters we recognize.
Yep.
So Christmas Follies is one of those things as well. I'm sure I would like to ask you a thousand other things, and I will, including the trip that a Hungary and Italy trip
oh,
with
yes.
Christopher Shore and the company, or members of the company, and, of course, JP. So when we come back, I'm sure we are going to look at those things, the new projects in the theatrical journey of Touchstone Theater. We shall return to our conversation with Emma and with you after this salient message.
Spread the word about your organization or business to a well-informed audience. Become an underwriter with WDIY. Our lineup of NPR news and locally produced music programs reaches thousands of locally engaged listeners each day. Underwriting on WDIY is an affordable way to enhance your image and to provide information about your services to people who care. To learn more about underwriting opportunities, call 610-694-8100, extension 6, or visit our website, wdiy.org.
Ah, Italy. Ah, Hungary. Ah. What beautiful places to travel to. So I understand that the company, or portions of it, will be traveling there to glean some information for something. What might that be?
So this journey started several years ago when JP and Christopher went to this theater festival in Romania, SIBFest. And one of the theater companies they saw there, Maladipe, is from Budapest, Hungary, and JP was just blown away by their work. And he said, we have to get these guys to Bethlehem. So they opened our season, I think, 2 Septembers ago with their production of King Ubu. And after that, after spending time with them, after getting to know them, we knew that the next step in that relationship was getting Touchstone over to their theater so that we could perform in Hungary. So that was, you know, very much an exciting prospect. We didn't know exactly when it was going to happen, but we knew that we wanted to continue this relationship with Maladipe Theater. And then the second half of this tour is this incredible physical theater festival in Fara Sabina, Italy. And it's run by this theater company, Teatro Potlatch, who opened our season this past September with The Last 100 Years of Edith Piaf, which was a, you know, hugely successful production. We really enjoyed having them over. And as the second half of that exchange, it was a similar situation. We planned to go over and perform as part of their theater festival. So the trip we've got lined up, we're going to be spending the first week or thereabouts in Hungary. We'll be doing a performance of Budu, and we'll be, you know, getting to know our friends in Budapest a little bit better. We had just such a great time with just artistic and professional exchange when they were here in the U.S., and we're looking forward to continuing that relationship. And then after that, we get to head over to Italy. We'll be performing Budu as part of the festival. And then we'll have just, I think, about 2 weeks of really intense physical workshops. Theater practitioners from all around the world will be running classes and workshops. It'll be a very full sort of 2 weeks there. And at the end of that festival, all of the participants in the theater festival will be putting on a performance together, and that will be something that Touchstone will be participating in.
Ah, the word there, I think, that is certainly taking over the whole thought is collaboration. Not only are you performing, but you are also participating in the activities. You're also in the process of learning. And now I suspect that somehow that there is going to be some sort of a project that comes out of all of this.
Absolutely. we don't know exactly what, we don't know exactly when, but we've got JP and Christopher and a number of these contacts that they've made over the last couple of years going to international theater festivals. You know, they've been reaching out to people and saying, hey, you seem like you're doing the sort of work that we're interested in. Let's work together on something. And sometimes that's just about, you know, bringing them over to Touchstone so that they can, you know, perform for people here. And further down the line, you know, we want to create something together. We want to have something where the artistic directors from Maladipe and from Teatro Potlatch and from these other theater companies that we've been making contact with, you know, all of these guys and JP and Christopher, we all get together, we make some sort of massive international something cool, and that's, you know, that's sort of the discussions that's in the work, is what does that look like?
Well, we certainly will be looking forward to your travel experience, your activities that are going to be happening there. And, of course, we'd love you to share the stories with us and whatever is created when you come back. And I'm sure you will.
Absolutely.
How many people are going, Emma?
It's the three of us in the cast of Boodoo, plus J.P. Jordan. Lisa Jordan will be joining us for part.
Yeah, she's going this
She'll
time.
Be stage managing for the performance portion of the trip. Yeah. And then Christopher will be joining us as well.
Great. Well, what a wonderful experience you're all going to have, I'm sure. I've been blessed to having been in Italy, and I can tell you that the people there are very open to any kind of ideas when it comes to theater. And we're very, very proud of those people in Vinci when we met them. Talking about international theater, I think there's something coming up with the International Theater Festival on Labor Day, but way into 2018. Is that correct?
You know, it's sort of something we've been talking about on and off for several years.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about, you know, like I said, JP and Christopher have been going to these great international festivals and minded toward what would it look like to cultivate something like that here at home. They get to see so much incredible art. And one of the big things is we want to be able to share that. We want to be able to share that experience with Bethlehem. We want to be able to share that art with people here. So we don't know if it's going to be 2018. We don't know if it's going to be 2020. But we're very much geared toward getting as much great international art here to the south side of Bethlehem as possible.
Let us help you some way in a fundraising campaign. To come up with some dollars and cents so that you can continue this international flair and then bringing it back here to our fair city.
Oh, absolutely. We're always happy to get support for bringing great art.
We are fortunate in that. And I just wanted to mention, too, that we didn't have this scheduled to talk about, but Bill George does do several things, even in his older age. He does the story of Pucci's 372nd birthday and how the Hunga Munga saved his life. And it's he's a wonderful storyteller. Of course, he's the co-founder of Touchstone. And this is a really beautiful little tale of Pucci's eventful birthday and how the animals helped him and how sometimes what you fear most can be your salvation. That's true with humans, you know. And it has music and audience participation, lots of joyful silliness. That's still going on? Is he still doing a Pucci?
Yeah, it happens a couple times a year. Bill will, you know, take out his ukulele and his Pucci puppet, and he'll share. It's a really delightful kids piece. This year we did it for the first time as part of the Lehigh Valley Arts Council's Arts and Access program. So we did for the first time a sensory friendly, autism friendly production of the show.
Oh, beautiful!
And it was, you know, it was a good experience for us. It was really good for us to be able to examine doing the work in this way, and it's like, how can we make this work accessible to more people? And really, you know, Pucci seemed like the perfect sort of way to get at that. So, you know, we had some slightly modified audience participation. We mm-hmm. had an activity room in the cafe where kids could make their own puppets. It was a really good experience for us, and we're really glad that it worked to do it with Pucci.
Great. And I'm very proud to present, or rather mention, and I'm boasting a little bit, to have directed Bill in the first production of Walden. And occasionally he still does that.
Yeah, he hasn't done it for about a year now, but mm-hmm. It's an adaptation of Thoreau's classic text.
Right.
And it's Bill George sort of, you know, sharing these incredible words in a really straightforward, really accessible sort of
beautiful
way.
Beautiful piece. Absolutely beautiful piece. Especially now for the environment. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it is. We want to mention, too, very briefly, Camp Touchstone, which is a summer education program, is it in effect now?
It'll be starting in July. I believe it runs July 18th to 29th. It's for kids ages 9 to 13, and we still have a few spots left. We also have a limited amount of scholarships available specifically for Southside Bethlehem kids.
Ah.
So if you are if you're interested in hearing more, you can shoot me an email at emma@touchstone.org, and I'm happy to share more.
Good. I'm going. The blockbuster question is always at the end, Emma, and you'll never know what it is until I ask it. but don't let it frighten you. How many years have you been with Touchstone?
Oh, Lord.
Can we count?
I want to say it's 7 or 8. It's 8.
We are blessed with your talent. We truly are. Thank you for being there on stage and for being backstage, for coordinating just about everything I've ever been in and probably everything else. So I thank you very much. We also want to say a special thanks to our technical engineer and all-around radio performer himself, Steve Aronson, who has a consistently fresh voice here at WDIY. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
How do you mean fresh?
Yes. thank you, and thank you, Emma, again for being with us.
Thank you, George. It's a pleasure as always.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
It turns out they're not so angry, those angry birds. Most of them are darn cute, many in Easter egg colors and as fluffy as bunnies. Oh, they do get angry, those angry birds. In the animated feature film, The Angry Birds Movie, based on the popular game, they have good reason to get angry. Their peaceful island is invaded by green piggies under the pretext of friendly persuasion. The piggies want the birds' eggs. The angry birds, led by Red, voiced by Jason Sudeikis, Chuck, voiced by Josh Gad, Bomb, voiced by Danny McBride, and Mighty Eagle, voiced by Peter Dinklage, must rally and retaliate. If the storyline has the attention span of a preschooler being read a picture book by dad or mom falling asleep, The Angry Birds more than compensates in brilliant colors, personable character animation, and witty, if pun-laden, dialogue and sight gags. One of the gags goes beyond the pale of good taste and can't be described on a family radio station. Parents may be mortified. Children will take great delight. Angry Birds is believed to be the first movie based on a smartphone app. Since its release in 2009, the Angry Birds game has been downloaded more than 3 billion times. For this review, the Angry Birds movie was seen in the regular 2D format. However, there is enough visual action, chases, zooming birds, and too much slamming, kicking, and falling for my taste. And the animation drawings are so bright and fanciful that I wished I had seen the movie in 3D. The thick rectangular black eyebrows on Red are animated characters all of themselves. Red's reaction after he shows up late for a Hatch Day birthday party is one of the film's funniest scenes, even if the filmmakers again push the limits of bad taste. An anger management class for Red, Chuck, and Bomb provides another funny scene. Watch closely for the puns. A green ham and eggs sign. A poster for Kevin Bacon in Hamlet. Calvin Swine underwear. The voice talents are good and plentiful. Maya Rudolph, Bill Hader, Sean Penn, Keegan-Michael Key, and Kate McKinnon. Clay Catus, who is head of animation for Tangled, and Fergal Riley, who is a storyboard artist on Hotel Transylvania, make their theatrical feature directorial debut with a screenplay by John Vitti, with a story by John Cohen, Mikhail Head, and Michael Puella. The scenes play off of and against a pop and rock soundtrack that includes Black Sabbath, Limp Bizkit, and Demi Lovato. Overall, the Angry Birds movie made me quite happy. The Angry Birds movie is MPAA rated PG for rude humor and action. Opening June 17 are Finding Dory. Andrew Stanton and Angus McLean co-direct the voice talents of Ellen DeGeneres, Albert Brooks, Idris Elba, and Kate McKinnon in the Finding Nemo animation feature adventure comedy sequel about the little blue fish and her friends and family. Central Intelligence. Ross and Marshall Thurber directs Freedom High School graduate Dwayne Johnson and Aaron Paul, Kevin Hart, and Amy Ryan in the comedy about a CIA agent whose old friend, who is an accountant, team up for some international espionage. Swiss Army Man. Dan Kwan and Daniel Scheinhardt direct Mary Elizabeth Winstead, Daniel Radcliffe, Paul Dano, and Timothy Ulick in the fantasy comedy about a stranded man who befriends a man who returns to life. I'm Paul Woolestein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.